Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss, Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 41 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of October 5th through October 11th in the great American Old West? October 5th, 1869. Traveling in a mail coach with an escort of four troopers, Colonel John F. Stone, aged 33, president of the Apache Pass Mine near Fort Bowie, Arizona, was returning to his home in Tucson. As they approached an abandoned stage station at the north end of the Dragoon Mountains, they were ambushed by a band of Apaches. The four soldiers, the coach driver, and Stone were quickly killed. Later that same day, Apache leader Cochise and a band of warriors chanced on some Texas cowboys moving a herd of cattle to California. They killed one man, took the herd, and headed for Mexico. A survivor named Scott made it to Fort Bowie to try and get help. Lieutenant William H. Winters, leading 26 men out to pursue the Apache raiders, soon met another man riding for the fort to report the attack on the Stone party. October 6, 1860. After traveling over 3,000 miles in pursuit, W.H. Middaugh, bounty hunter and appointed deputy U.S. Marshal, brings Jim Gordon, who had escaped several lynch mobs, back to Denver to stand trial for the brutal murder of Jacob Gantz. After an outdoor trial of several days before Judge A.C. Hunt, and attracting 1,000 spectators, Gordon is found guilty and hung from a scaffold on the banks of Cherry Creek in front of more than 2,000 witnesses. October 7th, 1911. Since his previous robbery and overzealous use of nitroglycerin, Elmer McCurdy had been drinking heavily and hiding out in a hay shed on the ranch of friend Charlie Revant near Bartlesville, Oklahoma. He returned to the hay shed after the train robbery on October 4th, using bloodhounds to follow his trail. A posse of three sheriffs, brothers Bob and Stringer Fenton and Dick Wallace, surrounded the hay shed and waited for daylight. Sheriff Bob Fenton described the event the following day in an interview with the Daily Examiner. Quote, It began just about 7 o'clock. We were standing around waiting for him to come out when the first shot was fired at me. He missed me and then turned his attention to my brother, Stringer Fenton. He shot three times at Stringer, and when my brother got under cover, he turned his attention to Dick Wallace. He kept shooting at all of us for about an hour. We fired back every time we could. We do not know who killed him. On the trail, we found one of the jugs of whiskey, which was taken from the train. It was about empty. He was pretty drunk when he rode up to the ranch last night. Unquote. McCurdy, age 31, was found dead of a single gunshot to the chest, which he had received while lying down. Thus, we would think the end of the story of this second-rate bumbling outlaw. Oh, but it was not to be. October 8, 1871. The Great Chicago Fire is called in at about 10 in the evening. Catherine and Patrick O'Leary's barn was certainly the first structure to go, but the cow story was journalistic hyperbole. You know, no cause was ever pinpointed. In an ongoing drought, firemen fatigued from fighting a fire the day before could not stop the out-of-control inferno driven by strong southwest winds from roaring into the heart of the city. October 9th, 1906. Joseph Farwell Glidden, aged 93, died in DeKalb, Illinois. He successfully patented barbed wire. While perhaps not the originator of the product, Lucien B. Smith, patent 1867, but Glidden's version was the one that changed the West. October 10th, 1871. The Great Chicago Fire is finally brought under control and extinguished, but the city has lost an estimated 200 to 300 citizens, and close to 100,000 were left homeless. With 17,500 buildings destroyed, the estimated $222 million in damages is a third of the valuation of the entire city. October 11, 1892. Lawman, led by Milo Creek and D.C. Dye, make an attempt on Ned Christie's fort in Oklahoma. Bullets, dynamite, and a burning wagon destroy an outhouse. The posse goes home with two wounded deputies. This was program 41 for 2019. All the material presented here is copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and RW.Boyle. Fine old time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.